May be seated. And in our Bible study here at Peace, one thing that we've talked about is how God places people into our lives, and it's not by accident, but it is meant for a purpose and a reason. And today is one of those individuals that's been placed right in front of us here at Peace Lutheran Church. I actually met him in a chance encounter at a coffee shop in Albany. And that's how we first met each other. Never had met before, and there he was. He said, I'm involved in Compassionate Ministries. I knew Pastor Jack. You're the new guy? Oh my goodness, is what he said. But what we know of Mike is that he has a great heart for people, and especially those that have experienced mental health challenges, as we all can. And so he's going to share about our partnership and how things are going at Compassionate Ministries. It's great to have him here with us. His wife, Judy, is here too. Great to have you here, Judy. Mike? Yep.
You betcha.
Good to have you.
By the way, there was somebody else involved in our encounter, and that was Oscar. Oscar's the one that brought us together. Oscar's very good about bringing people together, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And I'm sure there are others in your congregation too. Before I start, I want to kind of compliment you. Not kind of, I want to compliment you. You know, I go to a lot of churches. I've done this for 25 years. Can you imagine? 25 years. And I was a pastor before that. So that makes me 105. Quiet. Anyway, I really appreciated your choir today. You know, I go to a lot of churches and very seldom ever see a choir. And if there's a choir that sings, it's maybe 6 or 7 or 8 people, but to have, I counted 20. We pastors have a tendency to count. We count, you know, who's here and so on. And I appreciated that. And then you sang my wife's favorites, one of her favorite songs. So we had another divine appointment today, too. Appreciate that. I want to share with you a couple stories. I'm great. I like to tell stories, as your pastor loves to tell stories too. These are two true stories. His were true stories too, but these are true stories. Two couples I met a long time ago, and they had known each other for over 20 years. They were in the same church, the same community. Their kids were all about the same age. They did a lot of things together. They were buddies. But both families had secrets that they never shared with each other. And yet they were the best of friends. Best of friends. And yet they could not talk about these secrets in their lives. But both of them, both families, both husband and wives, came to a seminar that I'm going to talk about in a few minutes on the subject of mental illness. And for the first time, the gates of whatever you want to call it were opened up. And they had to face up to their secret. Both of them had family members dealing with a mental illness. The one family had a daughter who at that time was 17 years old, dealing with bipolar and manic depression. The other was the husband on the other side dealing with the same illness. And yet they never knew about these illnesses. It was a secret. And so often with mental illness, what happens, it becomes a secret. Very seldom do pastors have an idea that they have a parishioner dealing with a mental illness, or it's in their family, or their relatives. Stigma. Now this story goes on, it's got a great ending to it. In fact, it's still going on. These two families, both husband and wives, became a part of a support group that I ran. And they were involved in that. And it went on for 7 years. Can you imagine that? Support group for 7 years. And these couples, both couples, became leaders in this support group. They were such leaders, they would speak out. They became such ones to speak out that they became part of our seminars that we did, where they got up and they spoke. That's a wonderful story, isn't it? It's a true story. But I can't say often that that always ends that way. But it did in their case. God truly intervened in their lives. And he just happened to use me. He could have used Jeremy, whoever he wanted to use, but he happened to use me. Now that's one story, but I want to share another story with you. It's about a church, a little tiny church, smaller than this church in Wisconsin. A church one Sunday just like here. Pastor got up, as he traditionally did. The first thing he did, which was what we used to do in our church, I would come down and he'd say, well, do you have any prayer requests? Or first let's start out with praises. Then we went to prayer requests. So everybody shared some things. And then a man stood up, a stranger in the church. And he began to put God down. He began to swear. He began to say some things that were not very appropriate. Now, how did the congregation respond? It really disrupted things, didn't it, Jeremy? It wasn't the status quo as we're usually used to hearing. Well, how they responded was this. Several of them got together and they put together a letter that they wrote to this man. Because you see, he had signed his name, he put his address on registration card. They sent it to this man. What do you think it said? It said, God loves you. God has a special plan for your life. And he forgives you as we forgive you. The next Sunday, who showed up? It was this man who got up and shared about his illness, dealing with schizophrenia, probably the most hideous of all the mental illnesses, the most devastating of all the mental illnesses. You talk about leprosy that we talk about in the Bible. This is the most hard, the most difficult. He got up and shared, and tears were in his eyes. And after the service, people came up to him and just prayed for him. Now, folks, that's what the church is about. And 25 years ago, God called me into this ministry. I was not wanting to do this. I wanted to continue to be a pastor. And I knew that this was going to be messy. And it's very messy. And because of that, I have had the privilege to minister to people. Not only those that are ill, but also their family members who are going through just as much as they're going through. Brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, husband and wives. And I come and share with you these two stories because I want to encourage you as the body of Christ, as the church, to come to this seminar. Whether you are dealing with a mental illness, or whether you are a family member, or you are one who has been touched by this aspect of a mental illness that needs cure, that needs to be healed, that needs to be affirmed, that needs support. These people need support. They need to be encouraged. They need to feel like they're not the lepers, that you're not the favorite, as you were talking about. And so we're going to have a seminar here at your church on Saturday, February the 10th. Now, next Sunday, we're going to have this in the bulletin. There'll be a pre-registration. And why are we asking you to pre-register? Because the church is offering a meal, and they kind of like to know how many are there. They could probably lay hands on the food, and it would multiply. But they would like to have you put your signature on this, on registration. And not only that, but we are going to be making up packets, and we'd kind of like to know how many are going to show up. So you're all invited to come. You're welcome to invite your friends, but we need to know who they are. And you were talking about the homeless, and you were talking about different ministries you do. Well, God has just probably added another one to your list. Thanks for letting me talk.
Thanks, Mike.